That motherfucker is out. That fucker is out. This is Chris Johnson. They got the Blue Jays game on in the background. They're fucking losing, which is all they've been fucking doing the last two fucking weeks. And I'm ready to jump off my goddamn balcony. Holy fuck, it's been fucking terrible. But there's no fucking way that this fucking play should be overturned. I'm gonna fucking riot. I'm gonna riot in my fucking living room. This fucking goddamn play at first base gets overturned. Are you fucking shitting me? I shouldn't be watching this. What the fuck are you looking at? Fucking guy hits a ball fucking 25 miles an hour and he gets a fucking hit out of it. Like, fuck him. Fuck him and fuck this. Fuck this fucking dog shit. God damn it, it makes me so fucking miserable. There's a fucking moving truck outside my apartment right now, and you see that shit every goddamn month. People are always coming and going. I've been in this building since, this is my sixth year. This is my sixth year here. I moved in 2018. And there's only fucking two people in this building. There's eight apartments in the building. There's only two people in the building who, at this point, have been here longer than I have. The people below me and the people to my fucking, my right. If I go outside the fucking apartment right to my right. Everybody else came in after me. Sometimes there's been multiple people. The people moving this time, those motherfuckers are right across the hall. And it's fucking tough. It's a tough one for me. It's a tough day for me. They've been my third set of neighbors across the hall. Perfect fucking neighbors. I'm upset that they're fucking leaving. I'm not upset because I like them. I'm not upset because they're my friends or that we hang out or I talk to them. I'm upset that they're leaving because they don't talk to me. They're the absolute perfect set of fucking neighbors. If I go out in the hall and they're there, they'll smile, they'll say hello, they'll be pleasant. But they don't give a fuck about me. They're not interested in my bullshit. They're not one of those people who say, hello, how you doing, and actually give a shit about the answer. They'll say hi, all that shit. If you're coming in with a bag of groceries, maybe they'll fucking hold the door open for you. And then that's it. They go in their apartment, they lock their fucking door. They're not loud. They're not rude. They're not like that motherfucker that's fucking diagonal to me that like once a month just starts blaring like techno music and presumably fucking in there. I don't know what he's doing with the fucking music on so goddamn loud. It's just the perfect fucking scenario. And I'm sad to be losing it. Because you never know who the fuck is going to move in. What if some nerd chatterbox moves in across the hall that wants to just talk my fucking ear off? What if it's like an extrovert that wants to hang out? What if it's somebody who actually gives a shit about me or what I'm doing? What if it's somebody who always wants to stop and chat? I don't want to do a stop and chat. I never want to do a fucking stop and chat. I don't want to do a stop and chat if I see somebody I know at the fucking store. I remember one time I saw my cousin's wife at the store and she had the kids with her. And I saw her and I was like, man, do I want to do a stop and chat right now? Like, how much time do I got? Do I got something going on? I probably didn't have anything going on, but like, do I want to stay? Like, how much longer do I want to stay in this store? I decided to do the stop and chat. But like, as I was in the middle of the stop and chat, I thought like, should we be doing this right now? Should I be doing the stop and chat? Does she want to have a stop and chat? This happened years ago and it's still on my mind. It's still on, that interaction is still on my mind after like 5 years. It's been a while. It's been a while since that interaction happened. But I can't have that shit across the hall. I can't have it with strangers. It's bad enough when the old dude downstairs like uses my name when he addresses me. Like, hey, Chris, what's going on? Like, fuck, we doing this? Stop looking at my mail, goddammit. How do you know I'm Chris Johnson? Our first names are not on the mailbox. Just our last names are. He doesn't call me Johnson. He calls me Chris. This fucking guy knows. I don't need neighbors across the hall doing that. The old man lives downstairs and like off to the side. Like, fine, you can do that because I'm never going to pass you. I'm never going to open up my door and be face to face with you. The neighbors before, the people moved in across the hall, they were fucked up. It was like a single mom and her kid. And sometimes I'd walk out there and she'd be like, oh, did you hear it again? And I'd be like, what are you fucking talking about? She's like, my daughter's singing. She thought you heard. Who the fuck are you two? What are you talking about? The people that have been there across the hall have been there for about 3.5 years, and it's been 3.5 years of bliss. Now, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to get. They could be loud. They could be dicks. They could be like fucking super religious. Actually, that'd be kind of cool. Like, there's a fucking religious couple that moved in like downstairs. I think they think I'm a heathen. I very much enjoy that. Like, they look at me. They don't say shit. I'm like a bizarro Christ. They don't know what to do with me. But they'll suck, though. You know what I mean? Like, they'll suck at the same time. Like, I don't know anybody who's ultra religious who I think like, you know what? It's a good person right there. I think that they're usually a gigantic pain in the ass. I also like the neighbors across the hall because they have a cat. They have an orange cat, and I see him in the window sometimes. And one time they saw my cat, Simon, who's no longer with us. Like, I opened the door, and Simon was there. And Simon looked disgusted because he didn't want to see these motherfuckers. And they're like, your cat's cute. Like, you know what? I accept that interaction. That's probably the longest conversation we ever had. They never fucking hurt nobody, man. Sometimes I'd be walking up the stairs, I'd be like, oh, they're getting high in there. I could smell it. All I want are quiet neighbors that aren't fucking dicks. And other than that, I don't care what you do. That ball is fucking gone. Oh, motherfucker, that's gone! Oh, I told you I was going to turn away, but I couldn't turn away. Fucking Kevin Biggio just tied the fucking game at 4. We might win this one yet, goddammit. We might win this fucking game yet. That motherfucker didn't even start. He came in because Kiermaier got hurt, which is a fucking problem. I was depressed when I saw that. Fucker hurt his back. Anyway, I think I'm going to go watch the rest of this game. I'm going to the movies. Gonna go see Guardians of the Galaxy. Got a fucking marathon I gotta run tomorrow. I'm thinking about doing it on very limited sleep. I got up at fucking 2 in the afternoon today. The race is at 6:30 a.m. I'm gonna be fucking wired. I'm nervous. I got the pre-race like nerves. I'm not nervous about doing the run, but I'm nervous about like having everything like ready in time. I'm gonna be ready. Do I have all the shit I need to fucking do the run? So like I'm all fucking panicking and shit. But I had to do this podcast too. Like I'm fucking busy with a whole bunch of shit that is not really important. You know what I mean? By the time you hear this, I'm probably going to be done with the fucking marathon. And if I survive it, you'll get another fucking cast on Wednesday. Sunday to Wednesdays are when new episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and any fucking site that you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Photos and shit are going to be on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes. I got a whole new batch of running photos I'm going to post up there soon. And I'm going to put this podcast right in my Facebook timeline for you.